Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're tuning in from today. This is Winning Every Day, your daily lift of faith and encouragement. I'm so glad you're with me. I believe today's message will speak directly to your heart and help you step into your day with courage, peace, and focus. Today's topic is Keep Your Eyes on Jesus. And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 to 31, which says, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? There's a remarkable true life story in the Bible that perfectly sets the stage for today's devotional. It's about Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. One stormy night, Jesus' disciples were in a boat, fighting against the wind and waves. Suddenly, they saw someone walking on the water. At first, they thought it was a ghost, but then they heard a familiar voice. It was Jesus. Peter, bold as always, said, Lord, if it's really you, let me come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come. For a moment, Peter did the impossible. He walked on the water. But then the Bible tells us, Peter looked around, saw the waves, and began to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. My friend, how often do we find ourselves in Peter's shoes? We start out in faith, excited, bold, believing God for something greater. Maybe a new job, healing in our bodies, restoration in our families, or a dream in our hearts. We step out of the boat with confidence. But then life's winds and waves start blowing. The bills pile up, the doctor's report comes, the critics speak, or the situation seems impossible. Suddenly, we take our eyes off Jesus and focus on the storm. Let me ask you, what waves are you facing right now? Is it fear of the unknown? Is it financial struggle? Is it emotional pain? Here's the good news. The moment Peter cried out, Jesus didn't hesitate. He reached out his hand immediately. That tells us something powerful. No matter how far you feel you've sunk, you're never out of Jesus' reach. Psalm 34, verse 17 says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. So don't beat yourself up for sinking. Instead, cry out to the one who saves. The miracle isn't only that Peter walked on water, but that Jesus caught him even when he failed. Isn't that comforting? That our Savior not only calls us to do the impossible, but also rescues us when we falter. Friend, what would happen today if you made a decision to keep your eyes on Jesus, no matter how strong the wind blows? Imagine the peace you'd feel. Imagine the strength you'd carry into your work, your home, your relationships. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 tells us, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. When you fix your eyes on him, you'll rise above the storm. Take a moment to reflect. Where have you been distracted by the waves? And where do you need to refocus your gaze on Jesus? I challenge you to do something simple but powerful today. Anytime worry, fear, or distraction tries to take your attention, pause and whisper, Jesus, my eyes are on you. It might be at your desk, in traffic, or when the kids are noisy. Just shift your focus back to him. As you go today, say this with me. Today, I choose to fix my eyes on Jesus. I will not be moved by the waves or shaken by the wind. I am walking in faith, and I know Jesus is holding me. My steps are steady, my heart is strong, and my day is blessed. Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us that as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, we can rise above any storm. I pray for every listener today. strengthen their faith, calm every anxiety, and give them peace in the midst of life's winds and waves. May this day be filled with joy, confidence, and divine breakthroughs. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining me today on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone you love. And until next time, keep your eyes on Jesus, because with him, every day is a winning day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.